Parliament installs free tampon machine in men's bathroom. By Peter Cattle on November 28, 2022. A vending machine distributing free tampons has been installed in at least one men's bathroom in Ireland's Parliament building. Free tampons are now reportedly available in at least one men's bathroom in Leinster House, the Parliament building for the Irish state, after a machine distributing the sanitary product was installed in recent days. It comes as the general public in the country faces increasing financial difficulties as a result of the cost of living crisis, with the nation's authorities also having sparked a massive migrant crisis this year as a result of their open borders policies. While this has all resulted in a serious strain on the coffers of the Irish state, officials in the country feel that it is still worth spending taxpayers' money on making sure men have access to tampons. According to a report by Gripped Media, the general public became aware of the machine's arrival after the editor of one major newspaper published a photo of it online. Some expressed outrage at the machine's installation, often describing it as a significant waste of money at a time when public services are stretched thin and many are struggling to get by. However, despite the fact that even some political parties have denounced the free tampons for men, leftist politicians, activists and journalists were quick to jump to its defense. One said that it was about time that the machine was installed, while another praised it as allowing trans people to get tampons. Despite such leftist support for the move, online responses to free tampons being made available in the men's room of the Irish Parliament appear to betray a significant lack of public support at a time when officials are already being put under considerable pressure by voters. Like many other European nations, Ireland is in the midst of a severe energy crisis due to ongoing tensions with Russia, with a lack of gas supply in particular resulting in surging home heating prices for many in the country. Such an energy crisis has resulted in serious inflation regarding the price of many goods and services to boot, with consumer inflation hitting 9.5% in October. Public sentiment towards both the government and mainstream opposition parties has also soured as a result of Ireland's ongoing migrant crisis, with officials bringing in tens of thousands of alleged asylum seekers from abroad over the last year, with authorities often dropping hundreds of migrants into areas under the cover of night as traditional accommodation has already been overrun. One recent influx of migrants into the Irish capital's East Wall area has resulted in mass protests from local residents, who have demanded that the government close the facility within the next 7 days. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.